From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Bangladesh security forces on heightened alert following the 11-hour standoff with a group of militants who killed 20 mostly foreign civilians at an upscale restaurant. Lorianne Walsh Emdad, principal of the American Standard School in Dhaka, says the militants have been active in the region.
We've had a few incidents beginning from the fall of last year. Until now, we've been having incidents of Hindus being killed, LGBT activists being killed, bloggers being killed, and all of them are usually been perpetrated by Islamic militants.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the restaurant attack, but the identity of the attackers has not been confirmed. The new Taliban chief is calling on the United States to end its occupation of Afghanistan, saying the Islamist insurgency is determined to, in quotes, salvage the country from the claw of the infidel occupation and mischief. Mullah Akhundzada made the remarks on Saturday as the Muslims marked the end of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. Under its new leadership, the Islamist insurgency has intensified battlefield attacks and suicide bombings against officials and security forces of the U.S.-backed Afghan government. Police in Serbia say a man opened fire with an automatic weapon in a cafe early Saturday, killing his wife and four others. At least 20 people were wounded in the attack north of the capital, Belgrade. Authorities are still investigating the circumstances of that incident. This is VOA News. The White House report on civilian casualties by drones is getting mixed reactions.